I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome into hour number two. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that, the Fan Podcast, at 1051thefam.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. 503-864-6326, that's the Fan text line. YouTube, you guys are all fired up today, and I'm here for it. So I'll read some texts for some funsies here. Could he move the NHL team here? That would be sexy. I think a lot of people in this town secretly would really love a hockey team. I know everybody wants baseball and NFL. I think a hockey team would do very well in this town.
I do in a general sense. I don't because it's the same time of year as basketball.
Yeah, okay. I follow. But I think hockey could do well here.
Are they a big enough market to support two teams in the same season?
That's the interesting question. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're better
and Timbers
off.
Would overlap too. Don't know, because people go to that. That stadium sells out all the time.
I'm just saying, the sigh was because there's not a single soccer.
Ooh, I love soccer.
There's not a single soccer hockey crossover fan.
No. I'm getting there in hockey.
Like, don't get me wrong.
There.
The 13 of you out there, how dare you? It's just, there's not a crossover between those two fan bases.
The word ship might just be a no-go for me, according to the fan text line. Let's see. Buy the Lloyd Center and build a new stadium event area there. If we need a new arena, are they going to ask for public money because they don't have crazy money? The answer to that is yes. Any way to find out if the new investor in the Blazers is part of the Portland Diamond Project? No, we're never going to know who's in the Diamond Project unless they actually get a team. Hopefully he fixes the freeway around Moda. I like the idea of building up Tom Dundon as the savior of the city of Portland.
It's kind of funny. I golfed this past weekend with a guy who's worked for ODOT for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, because they're redoing...
the worst part of
I-5. Yes. We were talking about Shalem Glen, the golf course that's right out by me. They're expanding the course, and they're pulling the bypass up. That goes around Newburgh to Dundee, and they're going to turn the course into basically like 27, then back to 18. But he was asking me, like, well, where are they doing this at? How are they doing this? And all those kind of things. And I was like, well, when the bypass, he goes, well, they can build the golf course, but the bypass isn't getting done anytime soon because there's no money. And he goes, ask me how I know. I go, how do you know? He goes, I've worked for ODOT for 30 years. So let me tell you right now.
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening. You don't hold your breath on that.
But
as far as the, I think we've kind of buried the lead here because so many people freak out about this, and it's in the replies to my tweets, and it's in the text lines, in the YouTube chat. Never say never is what everybody always tells me behind the scenes. They're not moving the team.
No, I don't think so.
You don't go get an ownership group with a guy based from Portland who's married to somebody who works for the Oregon Health Authority, who's currently redoing a district in Carolina, and then moving the team. Number one, there's a basketball team in Charlotte. They're not going to put two basketball teams in the state of North Carolina.
No, they're
not happening.
Maybe Texas. No, it's not going to happen
there.
No,
they're not. They're not moving the team. The whole point of now. There's already been some discussion about public-private equity as it pertains to a new stadium. I know Oregon. I know the city of Portland. You don't want it. My monies. I want it spent on the arts, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. You're going to spend your money. The leaders are going to sign off on it. It's going to happen. Now, the sliding scale is how much?
Right. Now, also, we have to remember that there is in place the deal... which many people think is strictly for the baseball stadium with the jock tax. Mm-hmm. That is not strictly for
that
a
is not
baseball
the case.
Stadium.
Correct.
Correct. But also, that money isn't allocated yet.
Right.
It was capped at, I believe, 150, and it's now up to 800.
800.
But here's the thing. The money has to come into it in order for the pool to grow to that.
Yeah.
And that will take time.
Well, basically, it's essentially going to be they're doing a Dumb and Dumber with Harry and Lloyd.
It's IOUs.
It's all the IOUs. Yeah. So they're like, hey, we're going to spend this money on this thing. And then once people start coming in and the players start coming in, the jock tax money comes in, that's how we pay it back.
Yes. So, but, and look, I don't believe public money should go towards this stuff. But here, and this is why I wanted owners that had more money than God.
Unless I get a certificate saying I'm a part owner like the Green Bay Packers, I also don't want that.
That's never happening in sports again.
Yeah, never.
The interesting thing here is that these owners, they're not worth untold billions.
No.
They're all worth a billy or so.
I like how we're trashing dudes that are only single-digit billionaires.
Again, but here's the thing. If you don't have the crazy money...
Of course.
Steve Ballmer said, Inglewood, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm buying this land. We're going to do this. We're going to have the dopest stadium in the NBA.
Yeah.
Watch me do this. Also, check out my toilets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you can do when you're worth $100 billion. It doesn't matter, right? So they don't have an ownership group that has that kind of capital. So there's going to be public money. The number that I've reached out to people over, I don't know, probably the last 6 months, and it's intensified with the Adam Silver talk and how the stuff that's coming out publicly, it's because of what's been going on behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. If you can look at the tea leaves and have those discussions, you understand where this stuff was going. My original thought was 10 to 15% public money. I have adjusted that to probably a cap at 20%.
Okay.
That's what I think that is the absolute most that Oregon politicians could feasibly do this for. And that includes the current Mayor Wilson, the current Governor Kotek, coming together because it's going to risk their political careers.
Of course it will.
And I think that
I think the mayor's doing that on a daily basis.
Well,
right
I mean, in this city, it doesn't matter who you are.
I think
are.
Tina Kotek's doing that every day.
Yeah,
as
the
well.
Governor. Yeah. No.
I think they're both putting their necks out there.
But if you push too hard, it can get you killed in this in this particular state and in this particular market. I think 20% is the most that they could possibly hope to get out of it. And again, I don't think that they'll get that. I think that's the most that they could possibly push it to. But then how does that, where does the other 80% come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, this is just my uneducated opinion. I was going to say educated, and then I realized I'm stupid. My uneducated opinion is just putting money into the Moda. Making Moda nicer.
It's not good enough.
I know, but that's going to be the Band-Aid for now until maybe that basket grows to a larger amount.
But you can't,
and then can create something like
you
that.
You can't spend $1 billion redoing Moda because, number one, you can't do it like you did at Climate Pledge where you didn't have a tenant.
Right.
You can't go play in Memorial Coliseum for 3 years with a 12,676 seats.
Especially not when you're winning titles.
I think it was just shy. For some reason, I want to say 12,884 was the number that always stuck out.
There's a double digit in the hundreds. I can remember that. That's why I said 676. I can't
play
a
veterans when you're winning titles like the Blazers are next year.
Yeah, okay. But no, you're costing yourself, 6,000 seats at 6,000 times 41. Do the math on that for 3 years.
I'm not going to do the math on that.
You can't. That's not financially feasible.
Right, I agree.
And you can't be like, well, this project's going to take 3 years, da 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 da. So what does this end up looking like?
I would love to see what Tom Dundon can do around the Moda Center, what he's doing around the spot in Carolina. So let's get to that next. What do you want to see? We talked about this a little bit in years past with Phil Knight having that same sort of comment. What can this guy do to come in and make things better? We'll get to that next. Blazers, they got a buyer. That's Danny Marang. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting higgy with it.
All right, we'll have Tyson Alger join us at 12:15. We'll get his thoughts on the Blazers, the Portland Trail Blazers, as they have been sold. They like gold.
Does she poop at parties?
Nice save, because that definitely did not sound freaky deaky Dutch. That sounded a little highly.
Does she poop at parties?
I did show my kids that, and they think it's absolutely hilarious. Sometimes I'm like, so they can smell things and see things?
Yeah, I like to poop too, but I do it, at home, not at a party.
You know, he says, I poop at parties too, but I close the door so that nobody snows.
Was that Flula?
Jennifer.
Flula Borg, I want to say was his name.
She's a real party pooper. Jennifer poops at parties and everyone knows this.
She poops at parties.
Dude, my kids love it. They think it's so hilarious. So then sometimes I just talk in that voice around the house. It's the first time they thought I've been funny in like the last 6 months. So like, It's a big win for me, and I'm going to ride that as hard as I can.
I always, my go-to is the dad jokes with the kids. They love a good dad joke.
Oh, I'm a full eye roll now.
Yeah. Oh, my kids, they love a good dad joke.
The dad joke is a full eye roll
my
now.
My 13-year-old, even she is all in on the dad jokes. She'll pull out the dad jokes. I'm like, see, there you go. You're your daddy's kid,
whether you want it or not.
All right, we'll keep talking about this Blazers situation. As there's just a lot to get to. I mean, the fan text line, YouTube chat as well. Is there room on the text line? Is there room to build an NBA arena and an MLB stadium at the South Waterfront property? The answer is no.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
There's enough room to build both.
You have to tear down veterans, and you have to get the grain silo.
No, South Waterfront.
South Waterfront, no.
Absolutely not.
No, no, no. Because that thing, stuffed in
to
there.
To be honest, yeah, there's barely even room for the MLB stadium.
Yeah, I think
Because there's not even really, because you can't park there. Yeah, they don't want to park there.
People are really worried about how that situation down there is going to look. Look, I think at this point, the Moda Center is your best option. And honestly, yeah, your truly best long-term option is to tear down Ventrance, let the Winterhawks play at the Moda Center, and build from scratch in that area. And that's what I want to know. It's like, how can that area get better? Because we talk about this a lot. And like Phil Knight talked about it when he was tinkering around of buying the team. I don't know, man. I've been down there a lot. I got friends that have worked at places around there, like Upright Brewing's right around there when Ex Novo was there. Now it's Lazy Days. I got friends that work there, and yeah, it's real busy, but like, I don't know. Like, what are you tearing down to put in?
Well, but here's the thing, too. Aren't they already scheduled to do improvements at Moda?
Sure, they have to because of the WNBA.
Right.
Well, it's not the WNBA. The improvements are and the things around it have to do with the Final Four in 2030.
Oh, okay.
That was the bigger. WNBA is...
Okay, well, so
if the NBA team can play there, the WNBA team can play
there. Well, so if it's for Final Four in 2030,
mm-hmm.
we're in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Why not scrap those plans and just get going on new joint?
Well, that's the thing.
Dollars.
It's like, you can bail out of some things.
I mean, because it takes what, 2-3 years to build a building.
I think the groundbreaking stuff that I had heard when it comes to new buildings from the time a shovel hits the ground, I believe it's 36 months.
Okay.
So, yes, three years.
So then if that's the case, and I mean, granted, there's a lot of hurdles to cross until that point, like, you know, finding a new joint, or if you tear down the VMC and build right mm-hmm. next to it, or a different joint like at Lloyd Center or what have you, technically... We could have a new building in time for 2030, correct?
Yes.
So then why not scrap the money that's scheduled to be spent on upgrading Moda Center?
Well, they could. That's what a new owner could come in and do. And that's what's interesting with this. But, and again, that's why where the Trailblazers' current lease agreement, that was a 5-year bridge lease that they could go further with to renew, because they knew what path they were going to end up heading down. I've mentioned this before. Look, I'm a veteran. The Veterans Memorial Coliseum has been marked a historic building. I don't care. Burn it to the ground.
Well, you can say the building itself is not the Veterans Memorial.
No, the memorial itself is down the staircase.
The building did not fight in a war for this country.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's also a Korean War memorial.
The memorial itself is like in the basement.
It is a
it
fountain
not?
Outside.
Like I've said, it's where we go get high before concerts and games.
There is a staircase to the left of the main doors when you go in that goes down to level, and if you tucked into the right hand side is a fountain there. That is the war memorial, and if I'm not mistaken, is only a Korean War Memorial. It is not a veterans memorial for all wars.
Not even just veterans of foreign wars. Yeah.
Yes.
Not a VFW thing.
So I'm a big proponent of the whole, you know, architecture thing. It's a glass box. It's not the Louvre.
I do kind of like Veterans Memorial.
Stop.
Coliseum,
stop it.
And it still smells like stale beer and regret.
Hell look, yeah, brother.
I mean, I'm in a room with him. What do you think I smell all day?
Terry's got to add the American spirits on there too.
Tear it down and build something better. Everybody's like, oh, pretending that it's the Roman Colosseum is just so Portland and pretentious.
Is Coldplay going to play there?
I just stop, man. I hate.
I don't know. They have enough suites for CEOs.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like veterans.
It's
fun. For watching WHL hockey, it's dope.
Sure, and they get like 6,000 people in there.
I saw on the YouTube chat that it'll get to, after renovations, it'll get to 10,000 seats.
Cool, and they probably will never fill it. And again, Winter Hawks, I love you guys. I've been to a lot of your games.
They will when the Blazers play there.
Yeah. And I don't want to displace the Winter Hawks, but if that's what it costs, I'll send you to freaking Chattahoochee. I don't care. Chattahoochee.
Never knew how much that dirty water meant to me.
Yeah, see?
Even I know that one.
That Galveston water.
Yeah. Even I know that one.
But, I mean, it's like, that is not an impediment. It's just, it's a WHL team. Like, and again, Winterhawks, no shade at you. I love you. I've been to, crap, dozens of games.
I love
always,
the Winterhawks.
Always have a good time.
Yeah.
But if it means that I get a whole district and a kick-ass building and everything makes sense, I'll pack your stuff for you.
I would like to know, if a new district is built, what do you want in that new district? 503-864-6326. Don't just say restaurants, because that's a duh. Restaurants and bars. What would you want in that new district kind of around there? I was kind of mentioning, like, there's not a lot of buildings that are open. There's not a lot of things that are just going to get torn down willy-nilly. It's not the coolest part of town. If there is to be an arts district or an events district or something like that, what would you like? Send it in, 503-864-6326, or on the YouTube chat. We'll get to that next, and then maybe we'll take a slight reprieve and then jump back in the noon hour. So hit those up, let us know, and when we come back, we'll dive into that. But first, we'll toss it over to that big kahuna over there. That's Jeff Rust with sports.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Club Gems coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll give you a little bit of palate cleanser. We'll have Tyson Alger at 12:15. And we'll close up shop closing arguments. Yes, we will chat a little bit of baseball today. It's going to happen. I'm watching the Brewers right now. They're going for win number 12. Win number 12.
And stop.
On the season? That seems bad.
They're calling it Euchre Magic.
Oh, there
Euchre
we go.
Magic. I heard that this morning.
Ah, hell, nobody's listening anyway.
Dude, he's the best. He's the absolute best.
See, nobody remembers Mr. Belvedere either. That's where I got my first indoctrination into Bob Euchre.
Yeah.
Was Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It should be no surprise I teased this going to the break. What would you like to see around this new entertainment district that could be going on around the Moda Center or wherever this new stadium could be, whatever the situation might be? Number one answer, Family Feud style. What do you think it is?
It's to have it's not even just the restaurants or housing or any of those things, or even like a particular type of restaurant or a particular type of bar. It's having a location that matters again.
Location that matters. That's an on Family Feud. Rusty, got anything?
It's the number one answer.
I think this is probably not going to be a number one answer, but I think that you also need to have a smaller, like, say, concert venue right near there for
like
musical
that.
Acts and such.
More concert venues. And the number
like
one,
I said, I knew it wasn't going to be it.
The number one
like
answer, strip clubs.
Yeah. Right. No, we don't need any more.
Peeler joints.
On the YouTube chat, strip clubs and weed shops.
Two things we don't need a single building more of.
Right. Not strip club barbecue joint?
No, we don't need any. Like, no, we don't need any more.
I don't know that I want any of that barbecue sauce.
We've got, look, man, steak bites the A-crop. That's as far as we're willing to go. Magic City's got the chicken wings. We got steak bites. That's as far as we need to go. But it's like
Casa Diablo has the roast beef.
Look, yeah, they do.
wait, what? are we talking curtains?
Yeah, definitely. wasn't me.
A lot of people think we should just send this biatch over to Vancouver.
No.
Tax purposes, build in Vancouver.
No.
Why not? The New York Giants play in Jersey.
No, we're not going across the bridge. You can drive in every day.
Move it out to Hillsboro then.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, dude, that would hose me so hard.
Yeah, but you know what? It'd be fantastic
for me. Remember that 217 spot, which actually looked like the best idea in terms of like building stuff around it? Oh, man, that would have been such.
Oh, Redtail?
Redtail, yeah.
There was a bill back in the day.
That would have been a couple double birds at P. Harris on that one for sure.
There was apparently a bill back in the day that it would have built or approved a 217 style, you know, connector freeway, but further out west. So it would have connected to I-5 further south and connected to
205 in the west.
And would have connected to 26 further west. And but they couldn't. I don't know.
Ooh,
domain, all that good stuff. But yeah,
What about let a casino be in the new district and have them pay for it?
It's never happening in this state.
Why not?
Because we went down this path once before.
Yeah.
New leadership has new ideas.
Tribes and such. Yeah, and it's not
happening.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not happening.
I don't know. A&A is pretty profitable.
Yeah, what state is that in?
State of Washington.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oregon should take a note on
that. Not happening. Not in this state. But it's like, when we were younger, Pioneer Square and to an extent Lloyd Center were destinations.
Without a doubt.
In this city. There is not a destination spot in this city. You're like, oh, Mississippi. And, you know, like Burnside was a destination. 23rd was a destination.
Hawthorne.
Yeah. There's
Hawthorne, Alberta, Mississippi.
They're not. It's fringy, pockety type things.
There's not a destination spot.
Depending
in the city.
On your taste and whatnot, but yes, but it's not a we have to go to this spot.
Yeah, that has dissolved over the last 25 years, and if you did this right, I've been to a few of these districts around with different sports. When you do it right, it rules. I mean, it is absolutely awesome. I mean,
somebody mentioned something like Downtown Disney. Have you seen that? Have you been to Downtown Disney in LA?
Yeah.
In Anaheim? Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Like, it's not actually in the park.
No,
right?
It's not in the park, but there's a ton of shops and it's all foot traffic.
It's a huge shopping district and retail, and it's all retail.
We were at LA Live for Pac-12 Media Days. Like, that's.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you guys were.
Yeah, well, I of the three of us here, I was there. It's awesome. Like, everything's right there.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, parking down there is
a nightmare. I have been to LA Live.
Yeah,
yes, but like, in the past.
having that, it was like, well, parking is like, you don't have good parking anywhere in this city to begin with.
Yeah, right. See, now nobody, we don't. Right
so
now,
so like this whole idea
there.
Of like, well, we, it's like, you either go down there or you don't. Mm. It's like, look, I'm not a fan of the public transit and the way this city is run and just in general. I think it sucks and blows at the same time.
Yeah.
But that isn't changing.
Well, and the hardest part is if you want to gripe about parking and being, you know, getting in and out of the stadium or whatever, how many places around this country, and granted, I've not visited many of them, but where it doesn't take you a good 30 to 45 minutes or more to get out of that stadium and the area to get to where you need to go.
It's the truth, just, man. Every place sucks.
You know, yeah. When you've got 30,000 people all coming in on one area, traffic's going to suck.
It's a transient city. That's what it's one of the largest transient metroplexes in the country.
Also,
nobody lives there. Everybody that works here doesn't live here.
Also, the places like, I'll use, for example, Chavez Ravine in L.A., Dodger Stadium, There's the whole thing is surrounded by parking lots. So there's a ton of places to park, but it's going to cost you, you know, $60 a game.
It's also,
how hard is it to get out?
Yeah, right, it's exactly. Also, and it's also, you know, it's not, it's in
that's
L.A.
That's why Timbers games rule.
It's in L.A., but it's not in L.A. Like, it's Chavez Ravine because you're on a ravine outside of L.A. and there's only two ways in. Mm. It's the south and the north. Like that, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, but I'm going to hammer on this Timbers thing because it's local, dude. The Max drops you off literally across the street. There is parking all along.
The Max drops you off right at the Moda Center, too.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that parking is any better. It still sucks
and
all
people,
the time.
And
tell you what, and guess what? On nights where you've got events at both Moda Center and VMC, it is a gall darn nightmare.
And nobody wants, like, again, if you live on the south side.
We went one time to go hit the monster trucks.
Dude, park up on Interstate and jump on the Max. It's the easiest thing
nobody
in the world.
Wants to nobody ride wants to the
that.
Max.
I got a wife and two young kids. I don't want to get on that damn
yes,
Max.
Yes, that's what I mean. Nobody, like, this whole idea of more of this.
I thought my idea was foolproof.
Oh, you thought your Portland hippy-dippy, everybody ride public transportation idea
point,
that nobody likes was going to work?
We're hitting, like, the Hot Wheels monster truck thing at Moda Center, and there was a winter Hawks game at the VMC that same night. We hit the Broadway Bridge, and from there on the west side of the Broadway Bridge, it still took us 45 minutes to get in there and park. Just from, it's like, I can see it. It's right there.
But if you have a place that you like, here's the thing. When you come into a Blazers game, you are not going there for any other thing. So everybody is descending on the arena at the
same time and leaving all at the same time.
And so, like, if you have stuff to go in and do, you can go shop. You can, like, back
in
the day,
resurrect the Dr. Jack's.
We had one freaking restaurant. One.
Kachina Kachina.
That's true. And, I remember that now.
And the fights.
Rest in peace.
At that restaurant and outside that restaurant were every freaking night.
So you should have
every night.
Should have gone to the veteran statue and get high.
There
are no fights down there.
My old next door neighbors, they owned that like triangle parking lot right across the street from the Moda Center and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, well, we got lucky because they let us park there for free.
Yeah.
Because they were our neighbors. But yeah, and I think also they owned that, I forget what building it is.
Yeah, that other,
yes. But what is it all doing? What does it do for anybody?
No, and that's the thing. Is like,
and I think they're all old enough so they don't, it's not in the family anymore, so I don't feel so bad.
But if you get that building across the street, there's the school district building and then there's the state building. They're like, if you get that, and heaven forbid you can get the freaking Dreyfus family the hell out of that grain silo, that can drastically change what you can do down there. It opens up so many opportunities. Hell, maybe you get real weird and you go full Husky and you do a little bit of sailgating.
On the poop-filled Willamette?
On the poop-filled Willamette.
Who cares?
Hey, Dirt always talks about with the MLB to PDX down there at the South Water.
Oh, dude, I get in a kayak and sit out there. Are you kidding me?
His pontoon boat club.
Dude.
With a little charter service across the river.
I would get in a kayak and sit out there, but if a ball's in the water and I can't reach with my paddle, I'm not jumping in.
Well, I have a really suspicion if you were in one of those kayaks that you're, like, locked into and you rolled over, you'd drown.
No, man. Dude, I'd raft.
I want to get you. You know what? Can we do an offsite? Can
you
we
just do, go, you want me to do a barrel roll?
I want to see you do a barrel roll.
I think I can. I've never done it, and I guarantee I can do it.
All right. Well, somebody's going to get it on camera and post it on the socials.
100%.
Or you can't because I'm dead.
Well, or we can. Yeah. And that'll drive the numbers up even more.
I don't know. You guys are a little doom and gloom over here. You make it sound like I shouldn't go anywhere in this town. You guys are like the national narrative.
No, no, no. Okay, no, I never said anything about safety.
Yeah, somebody just said, my girlfriend and two young kids take the Max of the Thorns and Timbers game all the time. Much rather park downtown and ride it to Providence.
Look.
Get over
it. I am one of the last people on the doom and gloom of the inner city of Portland is uninhabitable and unvisitable. There are really bad places,
but it's not the entire city.
Yeah.
But also the whole idea of like, it's perfectly fine here. It's this utopia. No, it's not. Dude, it's okay to say that things that suck, suck.
As a youth, I remember even before I had my driver's license, so I was somewhere from 13 to 15 years old, and me and some friends, we rode the bus to downtown from the wonderful Beaverton suburbs, and we hit the MAX train also downtown to hit from one place to another, and directly across from us was some dude. He pulled out his knife that was a good 10-inch blade and just started shining it on the MAX. And Lex, this is not new. This is not recent. This was like in the early 1990s, late 80s.
Yeah,
so
that's rough.
Just, you know, look, it's not a statement about Portland and the inner city stuff. But look, let's face it. Sometimes the mass transit system is what has some of those.
Yes. And here's the thing for all the people like I take the MAX. I'm telling you, you're in the minority. Mm. You are. You just are. People do not. For all of the Portland people, like, oh, we need to do more of this. Most people don't agree with you.
They can ride bikes.
Most people don't agree with you by a staggering majority, which is why those trains are empty all the time.
All right, we come back. We'll get a little palate cleanser and get into web gems here. This is why we can't have nice things, part 365,412. We come back, web gems, everybody's favorite, 105.1, The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. We do it every single day at 11:45. Figure we give a little palate cleanser here. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Tyson Alger will join us at 12:15. We'll talk a little Ducks, and he'll weigh in on this Blazers situation. One of our good buddies over there at the I-5 corridor. Plus, I think he has a special announcement to share with y'all. So stick around for that. This company uses more than 100 million pounds of cans. 20% of that comes from overseas. That would be Arizona Iced Tea. For the first time in 3 decades, the tariffs on aluminum cans may force the 99-cent can to increase in sale.
99-cent can. There's only one last holdout, man. The Costco hot dog.
This tweet says, if they come for the hot Costco hot dog meal, we riot.
I mean,
dude, $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda?
I was told these other countries were going to pay these tariffs.
I was told that as well, Jeff. I feel lied to by my government.
I was led to believe that'd be pie and punch.
99 cents is crazy inexpensive for a product to stay at that level for what? How many years now?
3 decades.
It's 3 decades. Yeah, every retail center or whatever you have, it's called a loss leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's what gets people in.
Well, for Costco, the rotisserie chicken and the hot dog are their two loss leaders.
Dude, $5 rotisserie chicken is amazing.
I think it's $6 now. I think it's $5.99.
Oh, is it? Oh, maybe so. It was always $5.99. Yeah. I think I just always forget the 99.
But it's like, dude, I will go into Costco solely for a rotisserie chicken. If I'm like in the area and I have time, I will do that because they have the self-checkout lanes. Because...
Sure, I can go into Costco solely for one thing, and I'm still going to come out spending $400.
Isn't that weird?
You've got kids. Mine is half. Yeah. I cannot leave that building without spending $200.
Yeah.
It's physically
you
impossible.
You got to get your butt wipe. And,
dude, there's,
you know,
there's nothing better than...
My box of the Carnation instant breakfast drinks, you know?
Seriously. We go to Costco about once a month.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
There's nothing better than the Costco bulk toilet paper of like the highest quality one they have. Nothing beats it.
Yeah. Paper towels too.
Well, yeah, same thing.
Well, yeah, you got to go with the Kirkland brand. Don't.
You know, I'm saying
don't bother with the Charmin.
No.
They used to sell Starbucks egg bites at Costco, and my son really loves them.
I'll tell you what.
They stopped doing it, and then Costco made their own.
Yeah.
And now they're cheaper, and he eats them, so we're in.
Kirkland Signature, man. Egg bites to golf balls.
One thing that I miss from my youth that I wish they would bring back, and somebody needs to make sure that it happens, is the bagel dogs. The whatever bagel happened dogs? To the bagel dogs in the Costco freezer section?
Oh, I don't know what those are. I wish they still had the Polish sausage. You used to be able to get the hot dog or the Polish sausage.
I mean, it was a, you know, picture your school lunch menu with the wiener wraps and such. Yeah. But at Costco, it was a bagel dog. It was wrapped in bagel.
Yeah, and, I thought you were going to go with picture me rolling there for a second. I was like,
I have a question that I asked some people, and for some reason, nobody ever knows what I'm talking about. Did you guys ever have what's known as a cheese zombie in high school or elementary school?
No.
In the cafeteria? It's like this really bad focaccia with melted cheese. It's like a grilled cheese sandwich, but they made it in a pan.
No.
God, how poor was your school district? Good Lord.
Spokane, baby. Eastern Washington, dude. Yeah, it was like pans.
Spoke Compton, stand up.
And if you got the corner piece, you were pissed. Because the corner piece was a ton of bread.
We had silver dollar pizza.
When I was a kid at an elementary school at the old Raleigh Hills Elementary, Go Panthers, every now, like once a month, we would have gumdrop day on a Friday where if you had the hot lunch, it would come with, you know, those good squishy, like doughy white dinner roll things. Mm-hmm. And if in the middle of that roll was a gumdrop, you got to take that in and go turn it in for an ice cream bar. And that was your nice little Friday treat. If you found the gumdrop in your dinner roll.
I only remember my high school serving cheeseburgers.
Oh, we
went off campus a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. Grade school, we had the wiener wraps. I'll tell you what, even the grade school cafeteria chicken fried steak.
I would say CFS. Something else. CFS reigns supreme.
Did you guys get a Thanksgiving dinner?
Sometimes.
Like at Thanksgiving, there'd be like the turkey and mashed potatoes.
The thick sliced deli turkey.
That was always a big hit in my school.
And once I got to high school, that Beaverton there, the campus was open, so we could walk off campus to go hit lunch. So I'd always, you know, I'd get the about three or four of the 39-cent bean burritos at Mexicali Express directly across the train tracks. Or they opened a new McDonald's. There was the Spunky's Burgers, Cedar Hills and Walker. 39-cent burgers there, too. That was a bit more of a walk, though.
I got some people that know what cheese zombies are, so that makes me feel a little better. Okay, yeah. Shout out Yakima.
There you go.
Palm Springs of Washington.
There you go. Palm Desert, certainly.
They have a giant sign there. It says the Palm Springs of Washington. It's on it's on I-82 coming down from Ellensburg.
I don't know I've ever seen
there's
that.
A cop, there's a cop that sits under that sign because it's a giant speed trap because it's like 65 or 70 coming down into the valley from Ellensburg, like, and then it goes 40, to 50 or something like that.
It just like jumps down.
But there is a giant wooden sign there that says, welcome to Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington.
I have spent an inordinate amount of time in Yakima and Hermiston for untold reasons.
I know Hermiston.
Hermiston, it's probably for the melons.
Military.
Neither. No? It was before I was in the military. I just had a bunch of friends that lived out there.
Watermelons?
No, just had a bunch of friends that lived in both places.
McDonald's French fries? Do you know McDonald's French fries? Most of the potatoes are grown out in Eastern Oregon?
Yes. They come. Yes, I do know this.
Or Ida. Yeah.
Utah?
No.
Weta?
Orida. Like, you are aware of the name, the origin of the Orida name.
No. Oregon, Idaho.
There you go.
Hey,
and the thing
look
is
at the big brain
those,
on Brad.
And the thing is that while Idaho is famous for their potatoes, most of those Orida potatoes are grown in Oregon. Damn it!
Meow. So you know me, I like learning stuff every single day, guys.
But yeah, no. When was the last time you guys had an Arizona iced tea?
It's been a long time for me.
My 13-year-old, she loves them, so we get them.
There's the mango one. Mm-hmm. It used to be a road trip staple for me because
we'll just get
like
the jug
thing.
Of the we'll just get the jug of the Arnie Palmer.
Have they gone down in flavor or is it still the same?
I haven't had them. They're in delightful. A long time. But that was my energy drinks, my soft drinks, everything I drink is sugar free. That's like the one like sugary drink that I will have on a long road trip. Because I used to drive down to Mexico during spring break from seventh grade all the way through high school. Anytime we'd stop at a gas station, that was always my go-to.
Yeah, I think I was in a time with that. And then I think I became legal to drink.
Yeah. Well, you can't do the road sodas.
You can do whatever the hell you want. This is America.
In Texas, you can.
Dump a little vodka in that Artie Palmer.
Yeah, dude, man.
Make it a John Daly.
Dude, come on, man. I love baseball. If you ain't getting caught, you ain't cheating.
Yeah, there you go.
You ain't trying.
What are you doing on that contouter?
Exactly.
It's little things.
All right, we come back. There's some really crazy breaking news going on in the city of Portland. We'll get to that. Plus, Tyson Alger will join us at 2:15 in closing arguments. Final hour. Don't go nowhere. Hang out with us. 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.